Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mastering your emotions so you can be a safe space for the feminine is actually, to me, the art of masculinity.
So I would think it means two things to me. One, it's always like in the eye of the beholder. So realize that it's okay to have a different view than somebody else. Two, it's always being created and recreated.
I think it means an openness to growth, an openness to learning, an openness to looking at what is masculinity to me and having curiosity about what parts are serving me and what parts maybe aren't serving me so well anymore.
And so the art of masculinity is truly that. If you can master being a lion and a lamb, you've mastered masculinity.
The art of masculinity to me means knowing how to gracefully dance between both the feminine flow and the structure of the masculine.
This is The Art of Masculinity with your host, Johnny L. Sasser. Hey everyone, welcome back to The Art of Masculinity. Today's episode, we're going to dive into the warrior. And a lot of people believe that, you know, men are supposed to be the warrior all the time. And in that, there's a misguided concept. We all understand that the warrior is inherently within men. We carry the warrior, but what we don't understand in a lot of ways is that the warrior has kind of two different sides to him. And you have that unaware and you have the aware warrior. And in both of them, we can find ourselves. Many of us have been the unaware warrior in younger times in our lives. It's before we had the ability to really see ourselves and take ownership of who we are and our actions, our words, really understand the impact that they have. And then on the other side, you know, some of us, and I can't say that every man has, but some men have found that aware warrior. And the aware warrior is the one who is really governed by the king within him. And that king allows him to have purpose, direction, morality, and all of those things that guide him to be a warrior of championing an intent, right? But when we have that unaware warrior, we become what I like to say is the Ronin. And the Ronin is a leaderless warrior. He is one that, you know, obviously in samurai times or in samurai culture, he wanders and looks for fights. He doesn't necessarily have the purpose driven by the king. And in that, he guides himself down a path of really just altercations that may not be beneficial for his existence, nor is there an end state to his purpose other than anarchy and fighting. Right. And that becomes the Ronin. And so when we look at ourselves internally and say, hey, we all have a warrior within, we have to ask the question, are we being the Ronin or are we being the knight? And in that, if we're being the knight, which is fighting that warrior that has been knighted by the king and is fighting for that purpose, and the king being ourselves, again, this is where we get into this philosophical, psychological conversation, but the king is ourselves. We have that sovereignty. When that king is directing him, that warrior comes out and presents himself at the times in which he's elected to be in that position and at the times in which his services are needed for the situation. But we can't know when those situations are if we're unaware and we're not employing the king, that king that is governing at his highest self, looking out for the sovereignty of himself and the sovereignty of his kingdom. When he allows himself to be employed and we know who he is within us, he then can tap that warrior to be in the position of showing up, not always being in the position of showing up, right? And that's the difference. In the Ronin scenario, the Ronin is always and forever the warrior. He's constantly being put in every position, and even in positions in which are political, or in positions in which are that take tact and empathy and responsibility, he sometimes is not best suited for that. But yet somebody who's constantly wearing that warrior armor is bringing him into every situation. And that's what causes a lot of friction. It can cause friction in your relationships. It can cause friction in your job. It can cause friction even in your own mindset of who you are, because in a lot of cases, a lot of men get tired of fighting. Just constantly battling. Every conversation's a battle. Every situation's a battle. Everything in their life, every outcome is a battle. And men get worn down by this, but so many men stay trapped in this mindset of being the constant warrior that the Ronin is in charge of him. The Ronin is in charge of every action that he takes, every word that is said. And in that, the Ronin, that leaderless warrior, doesn't know he has the ability to shut off. He's just constantly turned on. The armor is constantly on. The sword is constantly drawn. But when we become an aware man and we truly start to dive into our shadows and start to come out in that position of understanding who we are, where our highest self is, and train ourselves to that level of, you know, employing the highest version of who we are, then that's the time when we start to find our king. We start to have our confidence and our sovereignty and everything else that goes along with it. And then in that kingship, we start to understand that the situations are best, they're best suited. Let me see if that's the right word. Maybe not suited, but the situation can be handled in a way which a certain version of ourselves can be better suited for the outcome. That's the term I was looking for in that kind of structure. Better suited for the outcome. So that's when the warrior can become the aware warrior, when there is a battle that needs to be fought and he is employed consciously. Listen to what I'm saying. The aware warrior is employed consciously. The unaware warrior is employed unconsciously. Hey everyone, I want to take a moment from the episode and just let you guys know that the group over at Manly Box are getting ready to launch the most lucrative subscription I've ever seen in my life. What you're getting is a $100 subscription for only $1. Yes, that is one frickin' dollar, guys. Amazing. You'll get a personalized box full of the market's leading optimization products from companies like Beam, Promix, and Revelation Nootropics. There's no catch. You guys get to cancel at any time. It's seriously just $1. It's crazy. I know, freaking just insane. But what's the deal? Their partners at Manly are launching their new monthly subscription and are giving away those 100 subscriptions for $1. Manly is personalized monthly subscription for the busy entrepreneur with everything needed to thrive. I personally get my own subscription from Manly, and I'm definitely jumping on board with this. Their products are tested by the owner, who is a dear friend of mine, Luke Hartlust. And not only that, but they are truly, truly optimization products. So make sure you guys hop over to manlybox.com/pages/signup. Get your $1 box. You only have until September 28th. That is the time that they're doing this, guys. September 28th. Mark that on your calendar. Go get your $1 subscription box and definitely let me know about it and tell me how happy you are. You will not regret it. All right, guys, make sure you hop over to manlybox.com/pages/signup. Get over there. Get your $1 box September 28th. It's ready to go down. So for all my men out there who are looking at themselves and saying, hey, I resonate with this. I'm constantly in battles, yada, yada, yada. I'm like just always fighting with my family, with my friends, at work, with colleagues in meetings, always fighting. It's because you haven't figured out that the warrior does have the ability to rest. You haven't figured out that you just have not become an aware man yet to know that you can stand that warrior down, that sometimes he is not best suited for the situation and the desired outcome that's going to create peace. And in a lot of cases, that warrior drives an outcome that typically is not beneficial to us or the other people. And so having that warrior within, in my opinion, is incredibly powerful for all of us men. Incredibly powerful for all of us men. But having him be an aware warrior is the most important piece. Because then his ferocity, his ability, his tactfulness, that all can be employed in the right situation and achieve the outcome that truly is beneficial at that time by his abilities to be in the situation. But that unaware masculine, if he is unchecked, if he is unconsciously employed, then we constantly drive hardship in our lives. We constantly drive hardship in our relationships. So for all my guys out there who really want to dive more into the warrior, you first need to look at and review retrospectively how he has come out in your life. Where is he coming out? Is it every single situation? And be very objective about this. This is where we become aware of the warrior, is we have to be objective and take ownership of, shit, yeah, he kind of has been out a lot. And it hasn't really been fruitful to have him out. The situations, the conversations, everything, they haven't really been fruitful for my life. So maybe I need to change this approach. Maybe I need to find a little different structure here where the masculine or the warrior that's employed is a conscious warrior, or maybe it's not the warrior at all. Maybe the warrior needs to be told, hey, brother, you got to sit back today. You're not in the state, or you're not in the conversation of what's going to help us achieve what we need to. And while I love you, brother, you're just not part of the design today. And allowing that warrior to sit back down and to be at peace is when we truly can become aware of him, his presence, and his effect. So really just getting back to retrospectively looking at your day and saying, where did the warrior show up? How did he show up? And what was the outcome that he drove? And was I aware of him being there? And when we can do that, then we can take a step forward and say, okay, tomorrow or in those certain situations, I saw him come out and I didn't achieve what I needed to achieve. Then we can say, okay, now I get to change. Now I get to structure this a little differently. Now I get to say, okay, that right there is a flag. That's a scenario in which the warrior is coming out and isn't needed. So I need to take a different strategy there. So figuring out yourself, what he looks like, how he acts, what he says, and when he comes out is incredibly important to being aware and designing and coming out with the aware warrior within. But it all starts there, guys. I am a big proponent of us all having that warrior within. And every guy does. We inherently have been given the warrior in our psychology. We inherently embody him in our instincts. But we aren't inherently given the ability to control him. And so for that, this is what we need to start practicing as men. We need to start practicing our awareness of ourselves. We need to start practicing our awareness of where we're going and how we want to show up in life. And what are the desired outcomes that we have for ourselves and for the relationships that we have? So think about this, men. And then go back and look at your day. And if you have the ability and you feel like, you know, in your journaling, fucking journal that down. fuck, okay, yeah, he showed up here, here, and here. This was, these kind of all were the same scenarios, or these were kind of all in the same place. I need to really be aware of that. He's coming out, and he's coming out unchecked. So now it's like, okay, I got you. I got red flags on those scenarios, or I got red flags on those situations, or in that environment. So when I'm there, then I need to switch on and be like, okay, this is when he likes to show up. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. The Warrior Within is something that's incredibly special because he is a piece of all of us men. He's something that we have in us, and we should embrace him, but we should leverage him and use him in a way that is beneficial to us and not allow him to run unchecked and unbalanced. So if you enjoyed this episode, guys, I appreciate it. And appreciate if you guys hop over to Apple iTunes and Spotify and go give us a 5-star rating. Those definitely help, guys, showing up for us. So many of you out there are listening to the podcast weekly, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate you. I appreciate you guys showing up, bettering your own mindsets, taking away some stuff and implementing it in your life so we can give the world a better caliber of man. All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, remember to drop the ego and stay humble. Till next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.